Namaskaram to everyone. It's time for Sadhguru spot and due to heavy engagement, I'm a bit late on this. Well, World Cup, the FIFA World Cup in Moscow and St. Petersburg was a real break for me, but also a lot of work got done in Moscow. We should be starting quite a few things in Russia, because the level of enthusiasm and commitment that we see there is such that naturally our activity will increase in Russia. It's tremendous receptivity out there, and there are many things that will be happening. I think our Samskriti children and a team of musicians and dancers from Isha are also participating in the India Day in the first week of August in Moscow. It's a big event. I think last time in a 3-day event, nearly 500,000 people participated. 500,000 people in Moscow is a very big number. That's the kind of participation they're getting, and this time our children will be there performing and our teachers are there imparting various aspects of yoga. I think there is a lot of enthusiasm and energy out there. And the World Cup itself was a great phenomena by itself. It is probably a very unique tournament this time for a variety of reasons, because all the major teams were knocked out and new champions and new heroes of football emerged, pushing aside hugely reputed players. This is a phenomena that a new crop of young players. Well, one of them who became a superstar there was only 19 years of age. Why I'm speaking about football to you is because this is Sadhguru's spot, and you know there is there is an important factor in football which is called as a spot kick. Spot kick is a very good chance to reach the goal. So, being on the spot is most important for a human being in the sense you are where you need to be at a given time. Not in terms of geography, but within yourself. At a given time, you must be exactly where you need to be. To do a specific act in your life, to be able to receive something, you must be on the spot. This is the most important aspect of timing and rhythm of life. So, Guru Purnima is coming right now. And I hope you will be on the spot to get to the goal, because this is what life is all about, that you are having a spot kick. You know, great champions, this time especially, even very hugely reputed players like Lionel Messi and Ronaldo, both of them missed a spot kick. What is today called as a penalty kick, but actually the original name for that kick in front of the goal is called a spot kick, because you're kicking from the spot. Are you at the right spot? That's an important thing. Within yourself, where are you geographically? What is your life situation? That's not the point. Are you on the spot when it comes to yourself, within yourself? If this one thing, if you manage, the bounty of life will come your way. Nothing can be denied to you. Guru Purnima, I hope all of you will be on the spot. Well, the last week has been busy. As soon as I came back from Moscow, we had an event with the Indian Air Force, and it's fantastic the way the forces are getting involved with us, and it's our great privilege, absolute privilege and honor, that we are able to serve the forces. We are doing things with Border Security Force, and we should be active with the Indian Army shortly, and now the Air Force. And the next day also we had an event with the Indo-Tibetan Border Police, which guards nearly 4,000 kilometers of mountain terrain, which borders Tibet. It is a special police raised after 1962. And from what I have seen, because I used to trek a lot in that region where Indo-Tibetan Border Police is active, probably it is the fittest force in the country in terms of physical fitness. And many of these men and women have done Mount Everest climbs. We also spoke with the ITBP and we should be actively doing something with them in the near future. A great force, really, the level of discipline and focus and fitness these people have, because they are in constantly in a terrain which is most unapproachable and hard to live. And these are great men and women, really truly brave and tough men and women out there. So we had a very nice engagement with them at the Vigyan Bhavan in Delhi. And a very important development that that'll mean a lot of work for many of you. This is now I have been included, or I have been named as one of the 20 members of a panel set up, chaired by the Prime Minister, along with the Home Minister and the External Affairs Ministry and the Human Resource Development Ministry, and a member of the opposition, and a few other prominent people who are engaged in various levels of activity related to Mahatma Gandhi. Because from October 2nd this year, it is a year which is being celebrated as the 150th anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. So this 20-member panel was brought together to see what we can do to bring back Gandhi into the world as a messenger of peace and a messenger of hope in terms of solving or resolving problems without violence. It is very important today, considering the type of weaponry that all of us as nations have, it is best that we don't get into a fight. The future of warfare is such that there will be no winners and losers, there'll be losers on both sides, because the nature of the weaponry that we're developing is in that direction. Maybe it's a good thing, at least it'll be probably, if we don't come to a peaceful coexistence, at least the deterrence may make us peaceful. This is not the best way to do it, but whichever way, we are looking at how to launch a culture of peace across the world. So I have plans for this, and these presentations I made there, which was appreciated in terms of what we can do, the detailed presentations are all getting ready. We are focusing on three things. One thing is nonviolence and peace, for which we will launch a worldwide campaign. Another thing is because Mahatma was focused towards producing natural fiber. For those of you who are not aware of Indian history, because too much of being the moment has happened in this generation, they've forgotten historical events and what shaped who we are right now. Indian textiles used to cover literally 90% of the exports on the planet at one time. 90% of the fabric exports came from India. And it was a huge demand in Europe and UK, and of course in other parts of Asia, everywhere else in the world, at least the known world of that time. Between 1800s and 1860, in a matter of 60 years' time, this exports came down by 98%. In 60 years, the entire system of producing variety of cloth was destroyed systematically by the East India Company to benefit their own coffers. Well, one of the Governor Generals says in his notes that the plains of India are bleached by the bones of hand weavers. That means they destroyed handloom in a systematic manner in such a way, millions died because they lost their occasion, there was no other way to make a living. Even today, it employs a large number of people. Nearly 4.4 million families are engaged in handlooms in India, though it is only 15% of the cloth manufactured in India. So it has a huge potential to engage people in a creative activity which needs a certain level of engagement in terms of both body and brain. One needs to be in a certain way to weave a cloth. India is very unique in this, that we have still have nearly 120 distinct weaves in this country, of which at least 55 to 60 are on the verge of extinction, because this is the last generation doing those things, the next generation is all doing computer software. So, probably in 10-15 years, nearly 50 to 60 weaves, distinct weaves, could become extinct. So right now we are seeing how to bring back the weave, how to save the weave, because there is a phenomenal amount of craftsmanship and intelligence behind these things. These are things which have evolved indigenously out of a very organic intelligence. I think it's very important to preserve this. Above all, right now we are heading towards where nearly 98% of all fiber produced on the planet is synthetic. 95% of this is actually polymers. You may not know this, I want you to know this. Among the three top polluting industries on the planet, the number one polluter is oil industry, number two is agriculture, number three is fashion. You wouldn't have thought of this, because fashion industry uses enormous amount of chemicals and mordants which are used to bind dyes to the fiber, and above all, polyester itself is a huge polluter. Microfibers of polyester are everywhere, because from your clothes they're entering your skin, they're up in the air, they have entered the water systems, they've entered the soil, and they've gotten into the food chain. So slowly, the very food that you eat, you end up eating plastic material, that is polyester, and it is the third largest polluter on the planet. So replacing this with natural fiber is something that we have to do in the coming years. So to promote natural fiber like cotton, flax, linen, jute, nettle, all these things have to be brought back. And India has a tremendous talent in this. All this is dying away. What used to be major industry is right now in a minuscule scale, but this can be brought back. So we are starting a movement for Save the Weave. As a part of this, we are going to have two fashion events in New York City in the month of October. Get ready to see me on the ramp, maybe. No, that's not how it's going to be done. But we'll be doing something to do with fashion, called Fashion for Peace or Conscious Fashion. Two events are going to happen. Let's see what we can do, but we have to move the world towards natural fiber, because the amount of environmental and health risks that polyester clothing is creating is unfortunately not known to most people. But today there are certain studies which show a whole lot of cancers on the planet could be mainly because of polyester clothing. And it is definitely impacting our children's lives. As a part of this, we are seeing how to bring natural fiber, at least for the school children, in their uniforms in India. That's the first suggestion I made. I think that will happen. Kerala has already done it. The rest of the states in India, at least for the government schools, may do it. We also want to promote it in the private schools. Our children must wear healthy natural fiber. It's very important, and we need to do this worldwide. This will also bring back handloom industry back. This will also create a market. And these are the two ways we will be going at it. In a very low-end way of doing it is to bring back school uniforms. High-end way of doing it is the big or well-known fashion designers. If they take up natural fiber, I'm sure those who wear more expensive clothes will also go for it. This will create a wonderful market for craftsmen, and this need not remain limited to India alone. It can go everywhere. We can bring back handloom, or at least if not handloom, even if it's machine woven, it must be natural fiber. We must bring back natural fiber if we want to know the joy of being healthy and well. And the next thing is, Mahatma Gandhi had an immense engagement. His romance was always with rural life. He focused on rural life. He believed India would always remain in the villages. But unfortunately, we did not take care of it. That is, we did not make the life in a village truly beautiful. So we are looking at how to set up model villages. We've already been working for the last 4 to 5 months to create a template of how to create a model village, taking care of nourishment, health, fitness, economic activity, environmental concerns, bringing all education, bringing all dimensions into one place so that living in a village becomes a wonderful experience, that nobody has to go and live in the slums in major cities where there is absolutely no human dignity and various types of exploitations and degradation of life happens out there. So this is going to happen in the coming year. I want all of you with me on these things because people are entrusting this kind of trust upon us. I think it's a great privilege that we must fulfill this. And one most significant thing that happened in the last week is that we had a Rally for Rivers board meeting. We have a very prominent and fantastic board, hugely talented board. We have industry people there with huge experience behind them, very successful people. We have people from the government who have huge experience in water-related issues and farmer producers organizations aspects. And we have the World Wildlife Fund CEO with us. And we have the former chairman of ISRO, that is the Indian Space Research Organization, which is a stellar organization in India, and they've achieved fantastic things in this country. Really, this is a badge that India can wear as a pride, because what they have done with low budgets and what they have achieved, they even are orbiting the Mars at a very low cost. And I've been there for a launch when a major satellite was being launched. The team is so devoted to what they're doing. It was truly inspiring to be there, and the chairperson of this institution is with us, and all this hugely empowers us. And probably you still do not know this, but the Niti Aayog, which is the main body which plans and executes economic activity in the country, has sent out a kind of an advisory to all the 28 states mentioning Isha Foundation's name, that the recommendations that we have made in the Rally for Rivers document is like almost like an umbrella policy for everything else that they need to do about rivers. We have managed to convince the governments not to do open canals but go for pipes. We have managed to largely convince state governments that river linking is not a practical solution for a tropical country, and all these things are being taken into effect in the various state governments. And we are also starting on-ground projects in Maharashtra and Karnataka. We have taken up one river or a tributary in Maharashtra, which involves the farming activity and variety of things to see that this river is rejuvenated or revitalized. And we are also doing a 250 million tree plantation in the catchment areas of Kaveri River, which is the bone of contention between Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. It's very important we take care of this, so we will be engaged in this. We're also making detailed project reports for the entire country, for forests and for farmlands, how we should do the basics. The template is something that we are preparing, and very easily it can be fleshed up by going into various details once we have the basic template. That's what our teams are working. We have a great team out here. Nearly 100 youth from across the country have come here for a 3-year that they will focus only on the rivers. They have, many of them have quit lucrative jobs and they're here full-time for 3 years. We've been training them for the last 6 months about various aspects that they need to know about the ecological realities of rivers, about the soil conditions, about the farming that is happening in the country and what kind of things or what kind of interventions they need. and the government policies, all this education has been going on for last 6 months. They are right now engaged in preparing these detailed project reports, and it's truly fabulous that these young people have taken this up. This is what a nation needs. When people are committed to creating a great possibility, nobody can stop them, and I'm sure this will all lead to a very successful Rally for Rivers projects across the country. And here we are in Isha Yoga Center. It's… I don't know how to say this. The weather and the atmosphere of the monsoon is just spectacular. After nearly 9 years, we are having a normal monsoon. We used to be like this in the… before 8, 9 years, that monsoons meant nearly 4 to 5 months of cloudy weather, everyday showers. We are back to that once again. Whatever has happened, nature has been kind, and there's truly spectacular weather. And Guru Purnima, we're expecting nearly 15,000 people to participate. And if you're not here, be with us live on the web stream, and be available to the grace of the Gurus. The Adi Yogi turned into Adi Guru on this day. This is the day for you. Be on the spot. Be on the spot. You don't miss your goals. Guru Purnima, I will be with you. Thank you very much. Namaskaram to all of you.